Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the fill-in host. Alex is off today. I'm a frequent contributor to InfoWars and the editor of NaturalNews.com. We're going to be covering a host of groundbreaking issues today. All kinds of news breaking this week. And today in particular, we have news about the company called Solyndra, which now has, it's been failing. Gee, imagine that after getting government grant money. Now, emails have come out linking the White House to this company in some interesting ways that we'll talk about here. We've got an incredible lineup of guests today, including Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who will be joining us in studio today to discuss new revelations about HPV vaccines possibly being contaminated. This is some breaking news that came out from SaneVax, Inc., and Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be commenting on that, as well as the topic of Governor Rick Perry from Texas and how his pushing of a vaccination mandate back in 2007 in the state of Texas has now turned into an attack point on the man. Believe it or not, yeah, the fact that he was pushing vaccines back in 2007 is now coming back to haunt him, as it should. So we will be discussing that here. We've also got some other interesting guests. Going to have superfood advocate David Wolf on in the second hour for a brief section on superfoods that can help protect you against radiation. Yeah, you know, Fukushima isn't over yet. In fact, the latest information showed that it had emitted 168 times the total radiation of Chernobyl, and it's still irradiating the atmosphere. So Fukushima is not over. Radiation is still coming our way, and it could even get worse. There's also the issue of a solar flare that we talked about earlier this week. In fact, I was a guest on Alex Jones' show. I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday we talked about that issue, and that could also pose a radiation risk. So there's more of that coming up. Also, we've got breaking news on another shutdown of a raw food producer in California, a company that made a non-dairy sorbet product made out of frozen coconut water and coconut meat and organic local fruit. They were shut down by the Department of Agriculture there in California. We don't have the founder of that company on as a guest today. However, we do have inside information on that from Kippy Miller, and that company is called Truly Raw Gourmet. So we'll be breaking that down for you. In addition to that, we have coming up in the bottom of the second hour, James Stewart in his first public interview since being arrested as part of the Rawsome Foods raid. You probably are aware of Rawsome Foods and what happened there, but once again, government agents, armed agents came in, stormed the place, stole the food, poured the raw milk down the drain, took away tens of thousands of dollars in watermelons and mangoes and raw cheese and goat dairy products, and charged three people with felony crimes. Yeah, felony crimes. Well, James Stewart, although he cannot talk about the actual court case or any of those charges because he has had his First Amendment rights stripped away by his release agreement, we'll get into that, but he is going to be able to talk to us about his philosophy on food and some of the other cases involving raw dairy around the country. So we've got also, and then, of course, in the third hour, Bob Chapman will join us with some updates on the economy, the situation with gold, the coming collapse of the European Union's banking system, and a lot more information in that realm. So we've got a fantastic show lined up for you. Also, we're going to be talking about the NFL, and the NFL has now announced that it wants pat-downs for all the fans who come in. Yep, going to have more pat-downs for you, enhanced pat-downs by the NFL. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be covering all this and more when we return.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, we're having a good time here talking about freedom and liberty, and we're going to be breaking down some of the issues that are trying to encroach upon our freedoms and our liberties, starting with the NFL. Which recently announced that it was going to begin an enhanced pat-down procedure for all NFL fans. Oh, yeah. You want to go watch a football game? Now you got to subject to a bunch of goons at the gate patting you down. This is from the ankles up. The ankles up? I've never heard a pat-down really described that way. I think what they mean is from the waist down. At least that's the way the TSA has been running these pat-downs. So someone's got to put together a bunch of football jokes about this, about how the pat-downs are going to be described in football lingo. I'm not going to go into that here because it might not be appropriate, but someone put that together. Should be a hit on Infowars.com. Send it over to the editors. But here's the deal. All right. There have been some security problems at football games, they say. Well, of course there are. There's always security problems at football games. A few people drink a little too much, get into a fist fight. And, you know, that's not terrorism. That's just people getting a little rambunctious. But now they want to break it down to a whole new level of submitting to these jackbooted thugs who are doing the security searches. Now, what's the point of this? This is not about NFL security. This is not about football stadiums. This is about indoctrinating the public to get used to being patted down more. This is what the TSA has always been about with their roving vans that can conduct searches anywhere and everywhere across the country. You see, we always knew it wasn't just about the airports. It was about indoctrinating you, getting you used to licking their boots, getting you used to the idea that government thugs with badges are going to reach down your pants and feel you up and stare you down and intimidate you and use both verbal and physical intimidation techniques to make sure that you don't step out of line. Well, a lot of people said, I'm not going to fly. Just don't want to fly. I don't want to deal with that. I'm one of those people. In fact, I haven't flown since much of that went into place. So they say, well, you don't want to fly? Ah, but I bet you want to go to football games, don't you? So now we're going to pat you down at the football games, too. Well, where else is this going? Well, remember, the TSA has already conducted pat downs at a high school dance, if you can believe that. And now we're talking about sporting events. We're talking about high school events. What about shopping malls? This is getting to the point where it's pretty much like the secret police, East German Stasi situation where you have to show your papers everywhere you go and you're subjected to intrusive and completely illegal pat-downs everywhere you go. See, that's the other side of this. This is all outrageously illegal. This is a total violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. You are not a criminal just for showing up at a football game with a ticket in your hand. But now they're going to presume that you're guilty until they can prove that you're innocent with a pat down. There goes the Fourth Amendment yet again. Not like it was about to be recovered. But again, this underscores the importance of why we've got to really fight for, I would say, two things in particular. One is sharing the word about the Alex Jones Show and about InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com and checking out the new TV broadcasts that are going on each weeknight and supporting the store here and everything that can help this organization succeed. But secondly, supporting Ron Paul. As you know, Ron Paul is the answer to tyranny, which is why the mainstream media is so absolutely terrified of this man. It's why they have to distort the post-debate poll results to make it look like Ron Paul wasn't winning by a landslide in the minds of the public, even though, of course, he is. He is. They have to tell lies and say that he can't win, even though they know he can. He can win if people vote with their hearts and their minds and they vote for what they know is right rather than voting their fears. But Alex Jones has actually called for an NFL boycott. So I don't think he's even had a chance to announce that on the air, but this is an InfoWars report that I'm reading from right here. Alex has called for a boycott of the NFL after the intrusive pat-down searches were announced. This is a big deal. I will let Alex give you more details about that on Monday when he's back. I'm sure he'll have some very interesting thoughts to share on that issue. Now, getting to some other news, where are we? We've got so much to cover here today. There's a man named Greg Caton who was kidnapped, abducted by U.S. authorities in Ecuador. This story broke first in 2009, that he was abducted. And he was, oh man, this is an incredible story. The U.S. State Department had operatives working in Ecuador. They bribed the local police there. They had men with guns intercept Greg Caton in his driveway. They shoved him into a vehicle, drove him to a city called Guayaquil, where they, after a little bit of a hearing, where a local judge said, you got to set him free. He hasn't violated any laws. U.S. State Department officials thrust him onto an American Airlines airplane. He was flown back to Miami, and then he was incarcerated in Louisiana and Texas. He served almost 2 years in federal prison for the so-called crime of selling, quote, unapproved drugs, which were nothing more than plant-based herbal cures for cancer, a topical cure that really works, by the way. It really does cure skin cancer. And I have numerous testimonials on that, even from esteemed scientists, including a former NASA astronaut who has used that product. But the point is, Greg recently got out of prison. All right, he's back in Ecuador as of right now. That's a whole story by itself of how he got back to Ecuador. Now that he's in Ecuador, he and some of my contacts in Ecuador, because I used to live there, have been able to pull together some documentation. Documentation that now proves that his removal from Ecuador was highly illegal. Now, for those of you watching here on PrisonPlanet.tv, there's a graphic that you'll see. It's the Policía Nacional del Ecuador. It's a migration movement document. This is a recording of where Gregory Catton was at every time in history, in other words, moving in and out of the country of Ecuador. Now, if he had been extradited through any kind of legal process, then this document would have shown that he left the country legally. There would be a line on here that says he was that he flew out of Guayaquil. Instead, there is no line on this document indicating that he never left Ecuador legally. He was illegally removed by U.S. operatives, criminals working for the FDA, for the State Department, criminals who engaged in an international abduction of a U.S. citizen who was guilty of no crime in Ecuador whatsoever. Now, think about this, folks, and think about the fact that you probably haven't heard this story before because the mainstream media isn't covering this at all. They absolutely refuse to cover it. I think this is one of the biggest stories of the week because it shows the criminality of the U.S. government and the desperation that it is showing in trying to intimidate those who promote natural cancer therapies, especially ones that really work. Now, Greg Catton is hopefully going to be joining us at a future show date here on the Alex Jones Show. I've also interviewed him on Natural News. We're going to have an interview published there. Watch for more stories on Greg Catton. Just know that as of right now, after serving 2 years in prison, he is safe and sound in Ecuador. Now, here's another interesting thing. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration was able to get Gregory Catton listed on Interpol. Yeah, Interpol, red flagged on Interpol. Now, the red flag status is normally reserved for individuals who are international war criminals or mass murderers or mass rapists. I mean, we're talking about serious, hardcore criminals. But Greg Catton was listed on there, and they said that he was guilty of drug crimes. What drugs? Herbs? Really? Is that what you're talking about, drug crimes? But it gets even worse. They were also able to get Greg Catton listed on a Parade magazine list of America's most wanted criminals, which featured none other than Osama bin Laden. And just underneath Osama bin Laden, you see the picture of Greg Catton. Right. That's how desperate they are. You can't sell herbs that actually cure cancer in America. Now, we're going to cover a lot of topics other than just health, by the way. We're going to cover politics. We're going to cover freedom, many other issues. But I just wanted to mention that about Greg Catton because you got to know the truth about this story. Just search Greg Catton, C-A-T-O-N, online if you want to get more about this story. Now, let me fill you in. We've just got a couple minutes left here. Let me fill you in on Kippy Miller and Truly Raw Gourmet. Check out their website at trulyrawgourmet.com. This company was recently intimidated by the California Department of Agriculture, the same people who raided Rawsome Foods. And it turns out that this company, Truly Raw Gourmet, provides a frozen sorbet dessert to Rawsome Foods and even to Whole Foods. It's sold at Whole Foods. But the people who conducted the Rawsome Food raids, in my opinion, are such morons. They thought frozen coconut sorbet was raw dairy. So they raided. Well, it's not really a raid. They showed up at Kippy Miller's house flashing a badge. They weren't toting guns in this case, all right? So maybe it's not a raid. It was more like here we are, here's our badge, let us in, we're going to shut you down. And they did shut her down. And when they realized that she wasn't selling raw dairy products, that it was only made out of coconut milk that was frozen, they were just flabbergasted. And they said, well, we're going to come back and give you some surprise raids in the future. Inspections. Let me correct that. Surprise inspections in the future because, and get this, because your product has a, quote, likeness to ice cream. Yeah, it looks a little bit like ice cream. Therefore, you're going to be inspected without notice, just because we hate raw dairy so much in L.A. County, we hate raw goat's milk so much, we hate raw cheese so much in L.A. County, that we're going to inspect you and shut you down just because your product even looks like ice cream. That's how crazy things have become in L.A. County. It's insane, yeah. Well, stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with more information about food freedom. And coming up, guest Dr. Andrew Wakefield at the bottom of the hour. I'm Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of Ops Gear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, filling in for Alex today. Alex will be joining us, by the way, by phone at the top of the third hour. So he's going to call in and give us some additional comments about the NFL enhanced pat-down searches that have been announced and more details about his boycotting of the NFL. I'm glad he's going to be calling in to talk about that. Now, we've got Dr. Andrew Wakefield joining us in a few minutes here in the studio, but leading up to that, Let's get into some of the breaking news about HPV vaccines. Now, going into this, it's incredible. Look, the Alex Jones Show and Natural News both covered this years ago. All right, we were out there talking about how bad this was before it was cool, so to speak, back in 2007. And what's that quote about patriotism? At some point, there's no cost to stand up and speak out. It doesn't take any courage. But the pioneers, it really takes courage to tell the truth, especially in a time of such insanity. But back in 2007, we told the truth. And you heard it right here on the Alex Jones Show and on Infowars.com with articles by Kurt Nimmo and many others, Paul Joseph Watson, etc. You heard the truth. And that truth was that this mandating of HPV vaccines to teenage girls in Texas was a very dangerous ploy, and also it was an illegal ploy because there was no law passed by the state legislature that would have required such mandatory vaccinations, and yet Governor Rick Perry said that this is now a law, you got to have your children vaccinated. Meanwhile, girls were suffering side effects and just being maimed and harmed, and some people have died in the hours and the days following HPV vaccinations. That's on the record. There's no question about that. The question is, why are they so dangerous? What's really going on? What's really in these vaccines? Now, some fascinating news on that has come out from SaneVax Inc., and maybe you can bring that up for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. SaneVax Inc. has put out news about, well, they tested 13 vials of HPV vaccinations from many different countries across the world, including vials taken from three different states in the United States, and they found, through laboratory testing, they found those vials to be contaminated with the recombinant DNA of two different strains of HPV, that the human papilloma virus, of course, which were attached to the aluminum adjuvants that were found in the vaccines. Now hold the presses for a minute. This is a whole story right here. No, okay, number one, why is there aluminum in the vaccines? Aluminum is a neurotoxic metal that should never be ingested in the human body, and it most certainly should not be injected into the bloodstream. So that's number one. If you're getting vaccinated, you're getting injected with aluminum and many other things, such as methyl mercury in the thimerosal preservative. But there are other chemical adjuvants in vaccines that are very, very dangerous. But then the second part of the story is that there was recombinant DNA of two different strains of HPV, which don't belong in your blood, by the way. Even someone who is infected with human papilloma virus is not normally carrying this DNA in their blood. And it gets even worse. It was a genetically engineered recombinant DNA of two different strains of HPV that were found attached to the aluminum adjuvant that is then injected into the girls, that is then mandated by Governor Rick Perry, who's now running for president and says he apologizes. Oh, we didn't review that enough, he says. Well, how come he didn't say that in 2007? And now, get this, the scientific community out there, I'm talking about, well, they call themselves scientists. They're really a bunch of quacks, the vaccine pushers, these conventional scientists who quite literally believe that humans have no free will, no consciousness, not even a soul. I'll get into that more. They say, oh, why are you even debating this issue? Vaccines are good for everybody. Governor Rick Perry did the right thing. We should have all the governors of all the states announce mandates for all the vaccination of not just little girls, but even little boys, too. Because don't little boys suffer from cervical cancer? Bizarre. What, did they not take anatomy class in high school or something? They want to push this on to teenage boys, too? I mean, it just gets so bizarre. This is like the way that they rewrote the rules of science about where does steel melt with 9/11. They say steel melts at 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit now. They just completely rewrite the laws of physics, just as they try to rewrite the laws of medicine to say, oh, vaccination is always good for you. And these chemical adjuvants, they're harmless. Yeah, no problem with that. Truly incredible. Anyway, when we come back, we are going to show you, we're going to play you some audio from a top Merck scientist who openly admitted that these vaccines are contaminated with all kinds of viral strains. Plus, we'll be talking to Dr. Andrew Wakefield when we return. Stay with us here on The Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
I'm ready.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host today, Mike Adams, the editor of Natural News and a frequent contributor to InfoWars, a guest here on the Alex Jones Show from time to time. By the way, it's a real honor to be here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your interest. And I want to thank the crew especially for their efforts today. This is a rockin' organization to work with, which is why I'm happy to fill in. I'm happy to contribute. I'm happy to do my best to be part of what InfoWars is all about. And in fact, I feel like there's a sense of duty from being here. You know, sometimes I'm often people ask me if I served in the military for some reason when I'm out in public or I'm buying something, and people will say military discount. And I said, well, no, you know, I didn't serve in the military. And then they asked me, did you serve your country? And one time I actually said, yes, I hosted the Alex Jones Show. I served my country. I served the cause of freedom and liberty because I contributed to InfoWars.com. That is just as important as serving your country in any other way. And by the way, kudos to all the veterans and all the good law enforcement and all the good federal agents out there who are still trying to serve their country even in the face of all the tyrants and all the goons and all the thugs who are, of course, trampling over our rights every day. In any case, it's an honor to be here. Now, Joining us in this segment is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. We'll be bringing him in just a second here. But first, I wanted to play you some audio from a little-known interview from several decades ago. This was an interview recorded with Dr. Maurice Hilleman, who was a top Merck vaccine scientist. He was one of the leading scientists, in fact, in the history of vaccines in Western medicine. And this recording, which is several decades old, shows him openly admitting that those vaccines, which at that time were largely polio vaccines, were widely contaminated with unknown viruses, 40 different strains, leukemia, he says in this interview. They talk about how these vaccines would give people cancer. And I want you to hear this interview, which he never knew, probably, that there was going to be an internet. He probably never knew this was going to be listened to by millions of people. I want you to listen to his words, and you have to listen carefully because the audio is not that great. But listen carefully, and then listen for the laughter of the other people who are in the room when they hear him talk about how deadly these vaccines are. They laugh at it. That's how evil these people are. Go ahead and roll that, Jaron.
And the important thing is to get rid of these viruses.
Why would he call it an obfuscation if it was a virus that was contaminated?
Well, no, because there are 40 different viruses in these vaccines anyway that we were inactivating. But
you weren't inactivating the HIPAA.
That's correct. No, that's right. But yellow fever vaccine had leukemia virus in it, and this is in the days of very crude science. So anyway, I went down and talked to him, and I would say, "Well, why are you concerned about it?" I said, "Well, I'll tell you what." I said, "I have a feeling in my bones that this virus is different. I don't know why to tell you this, but I've been around biology a long time. I just think this virus may have some long-term effects."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What?" I said, "Well, cancer."
All right.
Do you hear that? He says, I think this virus may have some long-term effects, or this vaccine. And they ask him, what long-term effects? And he says, cancer. And then they break out into laughter like it's the funniest thing they've ever heard. And then later on in this interview, they also talk about how these vaccines are being tested in Russia. And this is how the U.S. Olympic team is going to win the Olympics, because they say that all the Russian athletes will be burdened down with cancer tumors. This is how evil this industry really is. If you get back to the history of where vaccines come from, the evil just oozes out of these people. It's unbelievable. Now, here to comment on some of these issues and more, we have in studio joining us one of the heroes of what you might call loosely the vaccine truth movement, although I'm not sure if he would consider himself to be part of a vaccine truth movement. I don't know. He's a scientist. One of the most recognized scientists in the realms of studying the effects of vaccines, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Dr. Wakefield, thanks for joining me here today.
Mark, it's great to be back. Thank you.
It's good to see you again. I haven't interviewed you in a couple of months. A lot's been going on. You brought some documentation with you. Can you first comment about the recent findings as much as you can? I mean, I know HPV vaccines are not necessarily your area of expertise, but you've studied a lot of vaccines. Can you comment on the SaneVax Inc. findings that Gardasil appears to be contaminated with recombinant DNA?
Certainly. As you say, Mike, I'm not an expert on this particular vaccine, but given the fact that I have a young daughter, it's something that as a parent I've been studying and looking at. What SaneVax did was, as I understand it, to examine 13 vaccine lots from around the world, for sale around the world, and found that all of them, 100%, were contaminated with the DNA, the recombinant DNA from which the protein that makes the vaccine was actually made. It was assumed in the manufacturing process that it was not there, an assumption. It was easily tested. Clearly, it was not tested for. If it was tested for, that wasn't disclosed. But now we find that people, girls, are being injected with recombinant DNA, and that DNA is linked in the analysis to the aluminum adjuvant. In other words, you've got a perfect storm. You've got the adjuvant that boosts the immune response, that activates the immune system, linked to the DNA.
It causes inflammation.
Absolutely.
The adjuvant, that's what it's designed to do.
It provokes the inflammatory response. And that is why it's there. But when you've got it linked to a DNA particle, then the probability is that you are going to produce antibodies, not that protect that girl, but antibodies directed against the DNA, which then can go on and cause any number of autoimmune or inflammatory responses in those individuals.
Well, that's what actually initiated this investigation was one a girl suffered, I believe it was juvenile onset arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis,
autoimmune disorder within days after receiving this injection. And she or her family went to SaneVax and said, can you investigate this? What's going on? And that's what led to this investigation.
That's right. Now, they believe that she was shown years later to still have that same recombinant DNA in her blood, detected in a very advanced laboratory. And so that is of great concern. It's concern that they did not know it was there or said they did not know it was there. Therefore, adequate safety testing had not been done by definition. Now this vaccine has been administered forcibly in many cases to many, many children, and now they find that it's contaminated with this unknown product, really in terms of its long-term consequences, its medium-term consequences. And it is impossible for them to say that the benefits outweigh the risks, because they have no idea what the risks of that being there
are. Right. They always say that. That's the standard line, the mantra of the vaccine industry, the benefits outweigh the risks, but they don't know the risks.
No, it's a complete deception. They did not even know, such an incompetence that they did not even know it was there in the first place, then they are not in a position to pronounce upon whether it is going to cause adverse events or not.
Well, truly extraordinary, but let me ask you a really basic question. One of my readers asked me this too. Shouldn't the HPV vaccine contain some level of weakened viral DNA? Isn't that?
Well, it contains is the protein, and the protein elicits the immune response. That's the purpose of it. It should not contain the naked DNA. Why? Because that DNA has the ability to integrate into the human DNA. It gets into the cells. It can get into the DNA. It can get into the human gene. And so, once it's in there, it's in there. You cannot get it out.
Theoretically, then, this is almost like giving someone human papillomavirus internally. I mean, this is like spreading the disease almost.
Well, Mike, we don't even know what it is. It can integrate anywhere in the human genome, and it has the potential, therefore, to switch on cancer genes or other things. We do not know. But clearly, vigilance needs to be applied.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, this is stunning news. A couple of things on this. The Institute of Medicine recently admitted in its report on vaccines, which, of course, was highly distorted in the press to say, oh, vaccines don't cause autism. But nobody in the mainstream media reported some of the other findings that the IOM admitted to, which include the fact that measles vaccines contain live measles viruses that actually cause measles in some recipients of the measles vaccine.
Yes, indeed. And brain inflammation as well.
And brain inflammation. Yeah.
But the main outcome of that IOM meeting is that it was an admission that there is no science at all. The science is absolutely pathetic in relation to safety. So these pronouncements about the safety is there, it's been proven, they are simply not tenable.
And yet, the mainstream media and the vaccine industry has fooled everybody. When I put this story out, this was published on National News as well as InfoWars, and we started to see responses come in from people. One person chimed in, a woman said, this couldn't possibly be true, because if it were, there would be congressional hearings and there would be investigations and the media would be talking about it. Therefore, I mean, this is her logic. Therefore, this can't possibly be true because we haven't heard about it.
Mike, we put up with 15 years of tobacco is good for you science. You know, this is nothing new at all. And it depends who's pulling the strings in Congress. And if pharmaceutical industry is pulling those strings, it's not going to get to the process of a hearing. And what we're going through in California, you probably know it, this bill AB 499 at the moment, is taking away the rights of parents to determine whether their children get vaccinated. So girls as young as 12 can go to school and secretly get the vaccine of their own volition, hepatitis B, HPV, and the rights are taken away from the parents to look after their children. This is an utter disgrace.
All right, are you hearing this, folks? Are you listening to this? This is a bill in California that would allow children to secretly say yes to vaccination without their parents' consent. And, of course, the state and the schools will manipulate the opinions of the children or sort of intimidate them into accepting these vaccines. What's the bill number again? And do you have a website where people can go to take action on this?
And yes, let me give the website to your guy and we can put it up
after. Okay, we'll put it up after the break. We still have a couple minutes here. What's your website, Dr. Wakefield, that people want to learn more about your work?
Well, we have callous-disregard.com, which is the book that I wrote in relation callous to what
disregard.
In the UK. And then we have vaccinesafetyfirst.com, which goes to the issue of Brian Deer's lies in the media about falsification of data.
All right. Can you bring that up? Vaccinesafetyfirst.com. Folks, definitely go there and check out that information and the book
Your most recent book is called Callous Disregard, which lays out some of the evidence of just a complete abandonment of scientific principles within the vaccine industry. Is that an accurate assessment?
That is absolutely right. Mike, can I just say one thing more in relation
absolutely,
to this
bill,
if we've got time? And that is, the way this is going to go, Mike, is that a group of children are going to go to school who've not had the vaccine, and they are going to be shown a film. And they tell you, children, we're just going to show you this film, and they don't tell them that it's sponsored by the pharmaceutical industry, but they will show them a film, and it will show the horrors of cervical cancer. And those children will be frightened, deliberately frightened, into getting the vaccine. Don't tell your parents, kids, but you get this vaccine, because this is going to happen to you if you don't get it. And then what will happen is maybe 50% of those kids will get frightened enough to get the vaccine. The others won't, because they'll trust their parents. So then it'll be, kids, if you get this vaccine, the full series, you're going to get a 50% discount on an iPad. Or something like that. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
I know these people. This is how I've worked. I've seen the vaccine industry at work. The minority of funding goes into vaccine research and development and safety studies. The great majority of the funding in those companies goes to the marketing element of those companies.
And they'll tell the kids, if your parents are against vaccines, they must be members of Al-Qaeda.
That's it. It's it. The rights will be taken away from the parents. The parents who have protected their children since the beginning of mankind on this planet are suddenly going to be usurped by who? By the state and by the pharmaceutical industry.
Yet another reason to homeschool your kids, folks, or go to some private schools. I mean, yeah, the propaganda from public schools can be quite intimidating and very misleading. This sounds like some of the films they used to show about marijuana back in the 50s to try to make marijuana look like it would turn people into crazy zombie, you know, frantic monsters.
Yeah, it's called propaganda. It's simple, straightforward propaganda, and children are most vulnerable to propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, speaking of propaganda, let's get to Governor Rick Perry, because there we have all kinds of propaganda being shoveled around out there. Michelle Bachmann recently attacked Rick Perry over his mandate in Texas that was trying to force all Texas teenage girls to be injected with Gardasil. Now, what are your thoughts on this whole debate?
Well, I think, first of all, it was an abusive process. I think, you know, executive orders are put there to protect the people in times of, for example, crisis or a war. They're not put there to force vaccination upon a population of girls, particularly when that vaccine has been totally inadequately assessed for safety. It was put on the market as a pure marketing exercise. It was not even intended for girls in this country. It was designed as a vaccine for girls in third world countries who did not have access to regular cervical smears.
Oh, really? That's an interesting angle.
Oh, yeah. No, I've listened to the girl who was part of this phase two and three studies on this, and she says, look, okay, I'm really unhappy about this vaccine, because let's say it works in 20 to 30% of people, and we don't even know how long it works for. It may be that the antibodies don't even last for more than 5 years, and they need to last for at least 15 years for that public health policy to be effective. It's never been shown to protect anybody against any form of cervical cancer at all. So let's just say that that vaccine doesn't work in 70% of the population. You do not know whether you're 30% or 70%.
Sure.
So you're still going to go and have your cervical smear on an annual basis. And that is the best way of protecting against cervical cancer. So there's no cost saving whatsoever. Now, here's the danger. It may be that you say, well, I've had the vaccine, so I'm going to assume I'm safe, so I don't go for my smear.
Right.
And you're one of the 70% who's not protected, and then you're going to develop a cancer, and you did so because you forewent your cervical smear because you thought wrongly that you were protected by the vaccine.
Well, and plus, that whole scenario there is based on the idea that the vaccine actually works and doesn't harm you in some other ways that are now possible issues with this DNA contamination, or our DNA contamination, being tied to the adjuvant chemical aluminum in the vaccines. So there's another reason to start questioning the whole line, lies really, by the vaccine industry.
There's one other point on that, Mike, this biological effect, and that is what was found in the original studies, which was not broadly broadcast widely, was that women who had already been exposed to human papillomavirus, they already had antibodies in their blood to HPV. In fact, when they were given the vaccine, it accelerated the progression to a cancerous process, to a precancerous process. So it did not protect, and it may have actually accelerated the progression to cancer.
Well, because in that case, the vaccine is interfering with the body's natural immune response process, which is basically taking care of the problem, as it does. You know, the human immune system is an amazing piece of biotechnology. I mean, miraculous in its function, right? So now they come in and they inject this intervention, and as you were just describing, it can actually then increase the woman's risk of cervical cancer.
Well, it seems that those women who are already positive for the virus
right.
may well have progressed in having been given the vaccine. Now, you would say, well, we don't know whether this is real or not, but we should test women before giving them the vaccine on the basis that we do not want women to progress. Are women routinely tested? Are children routinely tested for prior exposure in school? No, they are absolutely not. So what are we doing? We do not know, and they most certainly do not know.
I wonder how long it's going to take before this great wall of disinfo that the vaccine industry surrounds itself with, you know, the quackery, the disinformation, the outright fabrications, the lies, the criminality, the corruption, even the bribery, the falsification of data in clinical trials. I could go on. But when will this dam break? When will the great wall of disinfo be shattered, you think, and the truth will pour out and the whole vaccine industry will be exposed as crooks and criminals?
Mike, it's breaking. It's leaking. That dam is leaking so badly at the moment. And the reason that their attacks on me, for example, and on this congresswoman have been so vicious is because they're losing. They're losing. And they cannot understand why the public are not being coerced by their public relations and their policies. They can't work that out, and they're furious.
We got to go to a break. It drives them crazy. You're right. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is with us here on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with more, including secret memos on vaccines. Stay with us right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host for today, Mike Adams, sometimes known as the Health Ranger, and I'm a frequent contributor to Infowars.com. Usually cover the health and health freedom issues, but sometimes other issues like TSA, one of my favorite pet peeves, TSA, searching your junk. Not okay. Not okay for that to happen. Now, we are joined in studio right now by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and we've been discussing the Gardasil vaccine and the HPV vaccinations and Governor Rick Perry. And I promised before the break that Dr. Wakefield will be bringing you some secret memos. Actually, are you sure that these are secret memos, Dr. Wakefield, or are these public posts?
Public posts. Yeah, this is the initiative of SaneVax. They've obtained what appears to be, at least at first blush, insider blogs or exchanges on a blog for members of the pharmaceutical industry.
And these are people who work in the vaccine industry.
Absolutely.
Posting these things.
That is certainly the inference from the way these are written, the language that's used.
All right, read us a couple. Let's hear what they have to say.
Because what they go to is a reflection of what's happening behind the scenes, the state of morale and the perception of this problem from people working within the industry itself. And I imagine at various levels. It says here, all the farmers bend the truth a little. This is a quote, this is a direct quote on the blog. It goes with the business. The issue is that we can't screw up the product during the manufacturing process. We need
You can't say that on the air.
I am sure we have a department that checks this crap. I guess I can say that.
Yeah, that's about as far as you can go.
They are sleeping behind the wheel. Not only does this screw up my sales, it expletive deleted up getting products through the pipeline because the FDA has no faith in us. New products is how we make our money, Seek. It then goes on, and Merck will handle this just the way they handled Vioxx. Deny, deny, deny until the FDA is forced to do something. It's one thing when adults are hurt. When kids get hurt, look out. Merck will finally get it what it deserves. And it's great, as if trying to sell a vaccine with this many reactions isn't hard enough already. The most depressing thing about these posts is that none of us are surprised that this happened. Maybe it's time to cut the cord.
Now, what website is this from?
This is on SaneVax.
But, I mean, they sourced it from another discussion group that's vaccine or pharma insiders.
What I think is called Cafe Pharma, which is a blog within the industry.
I've seen that before. I've seen some people on there sort of venting. But in all fairness, we don't really know. These could be people just sort of planting these. It's possible, right? We don't know who they are necessarily.
It could well be. It could well be. But it says here, let me read you one. I remember that when we were at the launch meeting and they were laying out the marketing strategy for Gardasil, you didn't have to be a genius to see that the whole thing stank from day one. Now, at least one can infer from that reasonably, without invoking defamation, that this came from someone within the industry who was, in fact, themselves at that marketing strategy meeting.
Well, and it fits a pattern. We've seen ex-pharmaceutical reps speak out and write books and go public with what happened inside the industry. There have been people from the pharmaceutical companies who have gone public, from the executive level inside pharmaceutical companies that have gone public, and that have told similar stories. So it definitely fits a pattern. It's not like this is some odd, you know, where did this come from? No, this is fitting the pattern of what pharma is doing.
Right, right. And it was first disclosed to me, this issue of women who are already positive for papillomavirus antibodies progressing to develop more invasive forms of tumor or pre-tumors, that this, in fact, was inside information provided to me from someone within the company.
Extraordinary information. I'd like to ask you to stay with us. We've got to take a break right now, Dr. Wakefield, but we will be back here on the Alex Jones Show right after this break to continue talking with Dr. Wakefield. And then at the top of the next hour, Alex Jones will be joining us by phone with more information about the NFL's enhanced pat-down. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.